Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, July 23rd. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Cincinnati Reds in dramatic fashion Tuesday night at Miller Park, 4-3, as all-star catcher Jonathan Lucroy delivered a leadoff walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. Took the third pitch he saw from Sam LaCour over the left field wall. It was Lucroy's second solo home run of the evening. He hit one out in the sixth that gave the Brewers a 3-1 lead. Ryan Braun and Aramis Ramirez had back-to-back jacks in the first off Homer Bailey to stay Jimmy Nelson to the 2-0 advantage. Reds got one back, and after Lucroy's home run in the sixth, Cincinnati scored twice in the seventh, knocking Nelson out of the game. But then Jonathan came through with the big one when it counted most.
I hit the ball hard a couple times, to be honest with you. Past few weeks have been kind of tough hit with making solid contact, but glad to help the team out, contribute, and get her done tonight.
Yeah, Cincinnati Reds still looking for their first win since the All-Star break. Here's manager Brian Price.
We have to play a lot better than we have. We're head-to-head with the team that's ahead of us, and, played hard just to have them won.
Kyle Loesch will be on the mound as the Brewers go for a sweep on Wednesday afternoon. Milwaukee now 56-45, leads St. Louis by a game and a half in the NL Central. Picked up a game as the Cardinals fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 7-2, rocking All-Star Game starter Adam Wainwright for 5 runs in the fifth inning. Wainwright is a pitcher searching for answers.
Usually I can make adjustments on the fly and in the course of a game, and a couple games a year you'll have where you don't. Doesn't work out just like you want to, and this I would compare tonight like my start I had against the Giants at home that was no good.
Pittsburgh Pirates playing pretty good. They beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 12-7, pounding 3 home runs. Clint Hurdle's club only 2.5 games behind the Brewers.
It was a good team victory. It was a very challenging game in a lot of different ways, and you just keep showing up and you just keep playing, and that's what we've been able to do.
The Chicago Cubs shut out the San Diego Padres 6-0. Anthony Rizzo with 2 home runs, now with 25 on the season. And Kyle Kendricks goes 7 innings, scatters 5 hits for his first major league win.
I really can't describe it, to be honest. Definitely the best day of my life. First major league win. And it's what you work for since you're a little kid, playing t-ball, you know? So I really can't put it into words. Awesome.
San Francisco outlasted Philadelphia 9-6 in 14 innings. Brandon Crawford, a 3-run double in the top of the 14th. The save went to starting pitcher Tim Lincecum. Miami beat Atlanta 6-5, and Washington over Colorado 7-4. Adam LaRoche, a 3-run home run. Rockies have dropped 7 in a row, and they put their shortstop Troy Tulowitzki on the 15-day disabled list. In the American League, Yankees beat the Rangers 2-1 in 14 innings. Chase Headley started his day in San Diego with the Padres, but was acquired by the Yankees in a trade, arrived to Yankee Stadium after the game began, entered the contest as a pinch hitter in the eighth inning, and then delivered the walk-off game-winning single in the 14th inning.
It's strange. Anytime there's a trade that happens during the season, it's awkward. I've been on a team where we've brought guys in, and you try to include the guy as much as you can because you know he's experiencing a lot, but like I said, great bunch of guys so far.
Toronto beat Boston 7-3. It was Cleveland 8, Minnesota 2. Carlos Santana went 4-for-5 with a home run. Mike Moustakas went deep twice, leading Kansas City over the White Sox 7-1. Baltimore beat the Angels 4-2. Houston knocked off Oakland 3-2 in 12. L.J. Hose with a home run in the top of the 12th. Arizona beat Detroit 5-4. Mets a 3-1 winner over the Seattle Mariners. In Northwoods League action, it was the All-Star game, and the South Division beat the North Division 3-0. The Green Bay Bullfrogs returned to play Thursday night, hosting La Crosse at Joanne Stadium. In minor league baseball, Timber Rattlers of Wisconsin, after a day off on Tuesday, opened up a series at Lake County. And the Sheboygan A's beat West Allis 3-0 behind a complete game 3-hitter from Taylor Schwartz. The A's will host Menasha at Wildwood Park at 7:30 Wednesday night, now 34-13 on the season. Green Bay Packers training camp is just days away. Stockholders meeting is coming up on Thursday. Players check into St. Norbert College on Friday, and the first practice of camp coming Saturday morning. A lot of questions need to be answered on a defense that stumbled down the stretch for the Pack last year, but defensive coordinator Dom Capers says, "My guys are ready to roll."
Things happen fast in training camp, but I think our young guys and new guys have a good basis to come in, and we just have to pick up here where we leave off and through all of our installs and training camp, do a good job and then get guys the reps that we have allotted, through the preseason games.
Sad note in the NFL, former Cowboys running back Robert Newhouse has passed away. 64 years of age, died Tuesday in Minneapolis due to heart disease. Former NFL head coach Tony Dungy elaborating on comments he made about Michael Sam. He says his remarks about the NFL's first openly gay player were made just after the draft, before a proposed Oprah reality show was scrapped. He says the show would have been distracting to the St. Louis Rams. In the NBA, Donald Sterling isn't going down without a fight. Sterling has filed yet another lawsuit, trying to get damages from the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver, his wife Shelley Sterling, and the LA Clippers. Sterling says they all violated corporate law in their attempt to force him to sell the team to former Microsoft chairman Steve Ballmer. College basketball, Green Bay senior Kiefer Sykes among 20 seniors that have been invited to the CP3 Elite Guard Camp hosted by Los Angeles Clipper All-Star guard Chris Paul. It'll take place next month in North Carolina. Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Tournament wrapping up on Wednesday at the Ozaukee Country Club. Robbie Ziegler, an assistant golf coach at the University of Wisconsin, at 3-under par, the only player in the red figures, has a 5-shot lead over Christopher Kalla of Fond du Lac. Area golfers, Tom Bookmeyer, Green Bay, 48th, the only Green Bay area golfer to make the cut. Jonathan Fall of Ozaukee is tied for 14th, 10 shots back. Gene Keela, the third of Plymouth, shooting 75 on Tuesday, moving up the leaderboard. He went from 51st, tied for 33rd, heading into the final round on Wednesday. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.